Mar knew her reaction was instinctual. The Faline had evolved overtly sensual mannerisms as a survival mechanism for the species. Mar was smart enough to recognize and dismiss the subtle feelings of arousal her voice triggered in him. But individuals of most humanoid species found it hard to resist the Faline charms.
I have proven my loyalty to the Empire countless times. I did not think the Council would simply cast me aside.
You have not been cast aside. You are still a candidate, but there are others.
Who?
Mar hesitated, then decided she would eventually find out anyway.
Darth Grievous.
Grievous? So Mortis is behind this. He and Grievous are thick as thieves.
Mortis supports Grievous, but so do many other members of the Council. His work on Terra shows that he would do well in charge of the technology sphere.
The Empire claims to be a meritocracy. We punish failure and reward success. I have only victories to my name. But Grievous lost Lerator to the Republic. How can the Council prefer him over me?
Grievous is planning to recapture Lerator. But even if he succeeds, the decision is not final,
he added, hoping to mollify her.
You will both be considered for the position.
So there is still a chance,
Carrot replied, seizing on the thin strand of hope. She brought a delicate hand up to her lips as she contemplated the possibility of victory.
Assuming he can defeat the Republic fleet over Lerator, most of the Council will probably support Grievous,
Mar cautioned, not wanting her to get her hopes too high, only to have them dashed.
And what about you, Mar?
I would prefer the position go to you. In the long run, you can be of more value to the Empire than Grievous. But I will not risk tearing the Dark Council apart by challenging the others if they back him.
So you will not fight for me?
We must choose our battles wisely. Sometimes it is better to be patient.
I have been patient,
she answered, her expression a sensual pout.
There are other seats on the Council. Other spheres of influence that need to be filled. Grievous may be the leading candidate, but you are next in line.
There was a long pause before Carrot nodded her acceptance.
I understand, Darth Mar. Even though we are allies, I cannot expect you to fight this battle on my behalf.
Mar felt a great sense of relief, though he was careful not to show his reaction. Part of him had feared Carrot might react with blind rage at being passed over. If she turned against the Empire, the Ascendant Spear would cripple the Imperial fleet, paving the way for a quick and certain Republic victory in the war.
Your time will come,
Mar assured her.
It is inevitable.
At least we agree on something,
she said with a smile.